was too embarrassed to tell the lady that I was a Christian. My little sister showed her better than me.
You showed the lady through your actions. Next time, use words too. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. As always, my name is Zach. Okay, I'll admit sometimes it is a little scary to tell people about Jesus. You might be worried that they'll make fun of you or laugh in your face, and that could be embarrassing. But just remember this, God is not ashamed of you. If you're a believer in Jesus, He has written your name proudly in the book of life. In Mark chapter 8, verse 38, Jesus said this, "Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed." Now our story. It's called A Noisy Witness. Oh no, I forgot to get milk. Joanna's mother brought the shopping cart to a halt in the middle of the aisle. "Here, Joanna, push Emmeline to the front of the store while I run back to get some. I'll meet you by the registers." They started down an aisle and saw an elderly woman rummaging through her purse looking for something. Suddenly, the woman's purse slipped out of her hand and coins, coupons, and other items went flying everywhere. Joanna hurried over to help pick up the things. "Oh, thank you so much," the woman said when all the items were gathered. "Most young people wouldn't stop to help an old lady like me. Why did you do it?" Joanna knew this was a good opportunity to tell the woman she was a Christian, but she was embarrassed. I guess I just like to help people," she managed to say. Then she walked away quickly, pushing her cart in front of her. Soon, little Emmeline got restless. She began singing her favorite song, "Jesus Loves Me." Louder and louder, she sang, "Jesus loves me, dis I know, for the Bible tells me so." Joanna saw that people were looking at them and smiling, and she felt her face turn red. "Hush, Emmeline, don't be so noisy," she whispered. But the little girl kept right on singing. The elderly woman Joanna had helped walked up to her. "I heard what the little one was singing. You must be a Christian." "Well, yes, I am," Joanna mumbled. The woman smiled. "I thought there was something different about you. My neighbor is a Christian, too, and she's always trying to talk to me about Jesus. I think maybe I'll listen better next time." As the woman walked away, Joanna smiled at her little sister. "Emmeline, you're a sweetheart. I've been wrong to keep quiet about being a Christian. You reminded me how important it is to be a noisy witness for Jesus." So what about you, then? Does it embarrass you to have someone notice that you're a Christian? Perhaps you're a silent witness. You try to show others the love of Jesus in the way you treat them, and that's great. But don't forget that talking is important, too. Don't be ashamed to let others know you belong to Jesus. Your words and your actions might make them want to know Him, too. Our key verse, once again, Mark chapter 8, verse 38.
"Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed."
And our key thought for today, don't be ashamed of Jesus. Sometimes learning about the Bible can be really hard and confusing, and even adults have trouble understanding it. However, if you have questions, ask your parents or a pastor. And you can also ask your questions to us here at Keys for Kids. The best way to ask is to go to keysforkids.net and click on Contact Us. Send us your question about the Keys for Kids story, and we'll help you out the best we can. We're online at keysforkids.net. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. See you tomorrow.